Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. Friday morning, time to talk as we get set to wrap up another week. We've got some guests joining us here in hour number one. But first of all, let's welcome our WPPA contributor, Casey Owen, to the program. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And you didn't come alone, as it were. We've got a very special guest to kick off our first hour. So let's introduce our guest this morning.
Yes, this is Alex Catazone. We've known each other for a very long time. Had ourselves a mini high school reunion. And Alex, you have something really interesting to talk about. So who are you? What do you do? And what do you have cooking up?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Alex Catazone. As they said, I am a carpenter, have been working in agriculture for the past 7 years. In addition to that work, and I just started a nonprofit in Schuylkill County dedicated to agriculture and carpentry education for people of all ages.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, what made you take that on? How did that come about? Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so I've been traveling the country, living other places for the past decade or so, and just found myself really inspired by all the educational programs and schools available for people in other places, and have always felt called home back into the mountains here in Schuylkill County, and I really wanted to give back to this community. So yeah, I had no choice. You know, I felt like I just need to do it. So.
That's great. No choice. You hear that so many people wanted to give back. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Now, how did you get into carpentry? How did you kind of find your way into that?
Because I'm what they're known as a wood butcher. I'm hoping I can take some stuff away from this program here this morning. Seriously.
Yeah. So we were talking, you know, before the show started here, and I was telling Casey about how you know, about 8 years ago, I bought a place that was in complete disrepair. I had water leaking on my bed.
Wow.
You know, just it was what I could afford at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you were forced into action, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. I had to build everything. I had to fix everything. So, and I just became so obsessed. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really inspiring.
That is awesome.
That can get addicting. I know from my work with like Habitat for Humanity, you either really like it and you pick it up really easily, or you're like, this is not for me. Do not let me touch a power tool ever again.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of in that, you know, back, that back end, the latter, not the former. So
as Jay-Z talks about setting up his train sets, I'm always like, well, you could do this. And if you build it that way, you could do that. Yeah. My brain is storming for him.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And then it's only, you know, getting it from her brain to these hands. It's just like, it's... 2 + 2 = 5, but but that's awesome, because a lot of times people see, they always have this misnomer, I guess, you know, lady, young woman, what do they know? You know a lot more than I do, I can tell you that much just now.
Oh, it happens a lot. Yeah, it's really funny. I have a lot of guys doing what they call mansplaining to me.
Mansplaining. All right. Well, you'll fit right in here in this hour. It'll be a lot of mansplaining.
We'll be mansplaining to you.
Yes.
So what, have people like been rude to you out on job sites, or have you experienced anything overt, or has it been more like comments here and there?
Yeah, so you know, it's a little bit of everything, but I've been super blessed. Most of my formal training took place in a Mennonite cabinet shop, so the men were super respectful and willing to help, which was amazing. And then the school that I got my formal carpentry training at was a school that was specifically catering to non-traditional people in the trades. So again, really, really fortunate. And then I had a few jobs working for contractors that didn't pan out because they just weren't you know, sexual harassment, blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah.
That's so, not great.
No, but, you know, you just have to find the right spaces or create them. And that's kind of part of what I want to do, is create, you know, a new culture in this industry, in this area, where people can come and learn and do it.
Mm-hmm. So what would be some tips you could give folks like me out there? Well, I'll use myself as an example all morning. It doesn't matter. Like, that really aren't that in-depth on this stuff, like, you know, to help us along.
Yeah, I think mindset is everything. And I think as we get older, we learn that it's so much less about the thing that we're doing and so much more about our attitude going into it. You just have to be willing to fail and recognize that that's where we learn, you know, and yeah, and just push through it. And also being willing to ask for help.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and building connections and having friends who have diverse knowledge backgrounds and things like that.
Because I'm a guy, and what's the running joke there? Men never ask for directions, never read directions and all that. So, yes, I've failed many times. I read directions more often now, I can tell you that much. But, gosh.
I like that. That's so true. You know, whether you're doing, like, a home improvement project or you're taking on something large, buy the extra material, throw a couple pieces of wood away, and don't get yourself frustrated. And when you feel yourself getting frustrated, I know that I step away for a little bit, and then you come back to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so real.
Now, what is Tierra Sagrada? What are you planning to do? What are you already doing?
Yeah, great question. So we have a lot in the works. I started the nonprofit last year. I've been teaching carpentry for the past 2+ years for different organizations in different places. So right now, basically, we're offering pop-up classes throughout central eastern Pennsylvania. So basically like an hour and a half radius of where we're at right now in Pottsville. The vision of this place eventually is to have a location where we're able to offer a full apprenticeship program in carpentry and agriculture. You know, so that looks like extended learning opportunities. And I have partners and people that really want to actually provide this education for younger people.
I love that.
Yeah, I work best with teenagers and adults, but I have a lot of people in my network that want to like teach children these skills, and I've seen it be really successful. So that's kind of like our vision over the next couple of years, to build that slowly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine teaching a child how to do carpentry, but I guess it all starts with basics of just learning how to swing a hammer the proper way, because there is a wrong way to swing a hammer.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I have a friend who's really successful. He has a place called Sculpture School in Vermont, and they build tree houses and go-karts with kids, and they love it.
Wow.
It is amazing. So we want to do something like that here, and yeah, that's the vision. So we're just slowly building up to it.
Oh, my gosh. And I was looking at the website. You offer a couple of different things currently. Anything from processing poultry to building a tiny home, you guys are kind of covering all of that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the goal. You know, it's like really like the mission of this place is to empower people to be resilient and autonomous over where their food is coming from and where their shelter, you know, what their shelter situation is. I think that if we had more control over things and autonomy over those things, people would have a lot less stress in their lives. I see people going into debt over going house poor over houses that they can't afford, and then also not being able to source food that's actually nourishing for their bodies. So, yeah, we just want to kind of like redirect and see how we can meet people.
That's awesome.
Boy, is it ever.
I feel like people don't understand too, that a lot of projects that you do, either fixing up a house or building a house, I've built a couple houses from the foundation up. It's a lot of steps, but no one is very difficult aside of like electric and plumbing. I will not touch those, but a lot of like the building of the structure isn't difficult. You just need to understand the steps that go into it and have either the manpower or kind of the know-how to do that.
I couldn't agree more. It is honestly, all of it is really actually pretty easy. You just have to, yeah, be dedicated to seeing it through or have the right knowledge base to ask, you know, what comes next. And with AI and the internet now, it's really easy to just like YouTube it.
Yeah.
You know,
YouTube University is like our best friend.
Round of applause for YouTube University. Yes.
We have a really, really old house. And so chances are there's usually somebody who's already gone and done whatever we're looking to do and has YouTubed the entire process from start to finish. We're like, yes, okay, do this, now pause it, wait a couple minutes, now do that, now pause it. But you're taking that off of YouTube and doing that in real life.
Yeah, yeah. Some things are better done hands-on, and I also think there's a really, really important step in doing this in person where you're meeting your neighbors and building relationships and building community. You know, I heard someone say this the other day, and I thought this was amazing. You know, there's always people that are afraid of the apocalypse and the end of the world. And I read this thing, and it was like, what about instead of only stockpiling guns and food, what if we also stockpiled relationships?
Oh.
And recognizing the power that comes with knowing the people that raise a bunch of animals or knowing the people that grow a bunch of food and how much power that provides us as communities and people, you know?
Yeah, so that's so smart. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think the in-person aspect is really powerful. And I think people are really isolated nowadays, too. And I think it's an amazing opportunity to connect. Mm-hmm. So.
Good deal. Somebody like me, I'd be afraid, though. I'd be afraid. See, again, it's a pride thing with the guys. I'd be afraid of messing up in front of you or something like that. So people need to get over that. Just have fun. Make fun of your mistakes as you're learning along.
Definitely.
Don't take it so seriously.
Absolutely.
See, I'm jotting all this down.
And every mistake you make, you can turn into something else. I have scrap pieces of wood from habitat builds that we've done where it's like, oh, I screwed this up and it accidentally made a little house. Or, you know, you take it and you can turn that board into something else. Or you take that piece of granite that you accidentally dropped on the floor and it shattered into a bunch of pieces. And you're like, now I have coasters. Aren't they pretty?
Yeah, I worked on, so the school that I apprenticed at, learning how to design and build houses, we would do, it's a 3-month program where, like, day one, you meet the client, they tell you what they want, mm-hmm. and then, like, 3 months later, you give them their house, and it should be as finished as possible.
Wow.
Really intense, amazing programming.
I was going to say, that intense, yeah, and pressure, yeah. Gosh,
oh,
3 months.
Yeah, so that's at Yes Tomorrow Design Build School in Vermont. And so day one of the build, one of the people in our class cut a big structural beam an inch too short.
Oh, boy.
No.
They're so expensive. It's like the main structure of the house. So the house was an inch shorter. Like, that's how we dealt with that, you know?
I like that. You're like, well, it's one less square inch.
Yeah.
And when you're paying taxes, every square
yes.
inch of that house
yes.
counts. So you just save them on property taxes.
Amen.
You got to find that silver lining.
Uh-huh.
That is a great silver lining. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more as we continue on this Friday edition. Stay with us, folks.
How many times have you heard?
I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here.
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Attention Phillies fans, Phillies baseball is back on WPPA. Spring training action tonight from George Steinbrenner Field as the Phillies take on the New York Yankees. Airtime is set for 6:30, first pitch at 6:35. The Phillies, Yankees, Grapefruit League Baseball tonight on WPPA.
Put me in cold.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
According to RAB, radio remains a trusted live and local source of information and entertainment, keeping audiences engaged and connected. Research shows that audio advertising outperforms video ads with 56% greater attentiveness than TV and 8% higher brand recall. Plus, 62% of radio listeners search online for more information after hearing a radio ad. Want to make a lasting impact? Radio delivers and drives results. Let's get your message heard. Call our sales team today, 570-622-1360, extension 25.
USS Hockey Incorporated, iron and metal processors located at 355 East 2nd Mountain Road, Schuylkill Haven, handles all your scrap metal products. Also, roll-off container service is available. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. till noon. For current pricing on scrap metals, phone 366-0781. 366-0781. Find them on the web at usshockey.com.
When the weather is the top story, you need the team with the home field advantage. Hi, I'm Josh Hodel, chief meteorologist for 2822 News. The team with the most locally born and raised journalists know where to go first. Weather in Northeast PA can turn on a dime. Stick with the team that brings you the whole story from the radar to the road. It's the peace of mind you can only get on WBRE 28 and WYOU 22. It's the home field advantage.
Joe Thurs Automotive has always prided itself on going beyond the standard. Some folks have asked, what's beyond the standard? You'll have peace of mind knowing that every time your vehicle is in the shop, the staff at Joe Thurs Automotive will ensure that it's fixed correctly and make sure you and your family are safely motoring along. It's peace of mind. The same principles hold true at the new location, 712 West Market Street, Orwigsburg. You know, the former Orwigsburg Service Center? With over 100 years of combined experience and a team of certified master technicians, Joe Thurs Automotive Orwigsburg can fix the issues your current mechanic just can't. To book your next appointment, call 570-366-4600. Joe Thurs Automotive, 712 West Market Street, Orangeburg. Always going beyond the standard.
Do you have questions about money, career, or relationships? Are you not sure how to make progress on your goals? We're here to help. The Ramsey Show is a caller-driven show where we'll give you a practical, clear plan to win with money. Our plan works whether you're 18 or 80. So right now is the time to get intentional.
Weekdays on WPPA AM 1360, 106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Friday morning. Joining us in studio is our WPPA contributor, Casey Owen, and our special guest this morning.
Yeah, we have Alex Catazone in the studio with us, who one of my friends from high school. I said earlier we had ourselves a little mini reunion, and it turns out we have more than North Schuylkill in common. Alex is starting this wonderful nonprofit called Tierra Sagrada. We talked a little bit about the things that you wanted to do with it, but you're working on something really, really cool you were telling me about.
Yeah, so basically I've been, you know, we started this nonprofit. We're offering these pop-up classes, you know, all throughout this side of the state. But lately I've been working with a representative at the DCNR, and we've been working on this idea of a food forest as a public park.
What is a food forest?
Yeah, so this is a model that's popping up all over. I mean, it's been in Europe forever, and it's popping up and becoming really popular in the U.S., but basically it's a public park, but all of the plants there are edible. And then all of the food that grows is free for anybody who wants to come and get it.
What? So is this different than like a community garden where everybody comes together and like plants tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah. So it's, usually with a food forest, there'll be like a community garden area. But otherwise, it's like there's just apple trees everywhere. And then like maybe you plant like low bush blueberries as like the ornamental ground crop. So then like Everything is edible, but it's just there.
Wow.
You know, and so the idea is that, you know, the nonprofit that I've started, we could use that space as an outdoor classroom, an opportunity for people to learn, but then it would serve the community that it's living in. And yeah, and then we can come and tend to it, and that would be a part of our classes too. So
that is so cool. That honestly sounds like something like you sit here and say, why didn't we have this before? Absolutely wild. And it's cool that you're working with DCNR in order to make that happen, because I feel like they are the proper entity to know where to plant a food forest.
Yeah, yeah. So I submitted my plans to them, and foresters are reviewing them and all of this stuff. And basically, we're looking for a proper place to do this food forest where, you know, hopefully it's in a town, you know, a a reasonable size plot where people can access it. So if anyone knows of a great spot that could use a food forest in our area, you know, we would love to hear from them and love to consider putting it there.
And the food forest is not the only thing that you are in search of right now.
No. So that's one thing. And then we're also looking for instructors to teach classes. We have a couple instructors right now. We have mushroom cultivation classes, poultry processing, carpentry. I have a rug weaver who wants to teach a class.
What?
Yeah. You know, so we have so many things in the works, but we want more people to teach and share their skills. And, you know, we're looking for a place to make a home base too. I grew up in between Schuylkill and Northumberland County, and so really want to keep serving these communities and find us a home base where we can operate out of and keep teaching these classes.
That is so cool. Now, to be an instructor, do you have to be certified in something, really good at something? What are you looking for with that capacity?
Great question. Yeah, so certifications, it really depends. You know, specific trades like plumbing, electrical, HVAC, we're going to want someone who has formal education.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Not, I think this wire might go here.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to other things, you know, like we have a mushroom farmer teaching classes. There's no certification for that. And, you know, he's a professional in his field. So I think otherwise it's like a proven track record and knowledge and expertise in the given area.
Awesome. That makes a lot of sense. So not just somebody like me who's like, I've done a couple builds. That's cool. I can swing a hammer. But somebody who actually legitimately knows what they're doing and if they're not certified in a specific trade, you know. A proven, like you said, a proven track record in mushroom gathering and identification, because if you get the wrong mushroom, there could be a problem.
Bum, bum.
Big yeah. time. Now, how can, if somebody's listening, how can they get in touch with you to, you know, help out?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a website. It's tierrasagradaschool.org. I can spell that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, Tierra Sagrada. So it's TIERRASAGRADA school.org. Or our phone number is 570-590-7270. Those are great ways to get in touch with us.
Perfect. Now, what does Tierra Sagrada stand for? What does that mean?
Great question. So Tierra Sagrada is Spanish, and it translates to sacred earth. I have been studying indigenous agriculture. I was just in Peru for a few weeks hanging out with farmers there and learning about their agriculture techniques.
Wow.
This is wild.
Yes. So they have a totally different perspective on the land and how they treat it, right? So like their whole thing is that the earth is a gift because it provides everything that we have, our food, our water, our shelter, you know, so... we're not religiously affiliated at all, but, you know, really what we want to do is like change this perspective, you know, from the earth being a commodity to it being a gift and to us like tending to it and taking care of it because it provides everything we know.
Right. And when you don't put back into the earth what you take out or after taking things out, there will be no more earth eventually.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing that, you know, it's like, yeah, we can't just be taking all of the time. We have to give back too, you know? So yeah, that's part of the work that we're doing.
Oh my gosh. Do. Absolutely wild. You're like an interesting human being. I so, you know, Peru and Vermont, and I know
just
things.
Just kind of say like, oh, by the way, yeah. And I'm sitting here amazed. Gosh.
But yeah, in Peru, it was amazing. So like they have mountains of like, you know, 1,400 feet elevation changes, and they are terraced the entire way so that they can grow food on every single part of the land.
Wow. What?
And you'll see people like they are specs. Like, they're all the way up there farming.
And I'm sure different things probably grow at different climates.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's fascinating. I didn't know this. I'm Irish and Italian, right? Mm-hmm. So we grew up loving potatoes and pasta.
Right.
So I go there thinking that potatoes came from Ireland, totally misinformed, that they were actually, like, started in Peru and that they have over 2,000 varieties of potatoes because different ones grow at each different elevation.
What?
That's a lot of spuds.
Yeah.
Man.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. They had a lot to teach. And the thing that was interesting that really inspired this name was that the place where I was studying and the people that I've been studying with are so deeply connected to their indigenous people. Mm-hmm. They're still alive. They're still well. They're still practicing agriculture. So they have really deep wisdom from like thousands of years ago about how to work with the earth that we're disconnected from in the U.S. because of what happened with our indigenous people. So,
right.
Yeah, just a lot of wisdom to gather there.
Right. Like even our agriculture is taken from people who came over as conquerors and was like, this is how I think we plant things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is what I think grows. And a lot of it, you know, worked. We have a lot of products that grow really well here, especially in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to have that indigenous knowledge and techniques and mm-hmm. know how to grow 2,000 different types of potatoes is like, I could understand why Peru is very beneficial.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting. You know, the research that is going on, you know, with the way that we're monocropping in the United States of growing all the same variety of stuff is that our crops aren't resilient to disease, to pests, you know, and we have to keep adding more pesticides, you know. So there's a lot that can be learned from, you know, the old ways of doing things. There's a reason why they lived so long doing that, you know.
My mind just keeps exploding as you keep speaking.
Exactly. Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I never even thought of, like, monocropping being a thing.
Wow. Yeah, it's a huge issue, and that just is increasing the amount of pesticides and chemicals that we need to be using, and then that's increasing food allergies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like most people aren't actually allergic to gluten. They're allergic to glyphosate, the chemical that we're putting on it, you know, to keep it alive.
Is that why people say I could go to Europe and, like, the gluten doesn't bother me over there? Because they really have the allergy to the chemical, not...
A lot of people. Some people really do have celiacs, but like in Peru, I was eating croissants. I haven't eaten a croissant in like 8 years.
Oh my God.
Because they aren't using the pesticides
Wild. The
same way that we are here. Because of monocrops.
Crazy. Yeah. It's so weird how everything becomes full circle and all like ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Get outside this country, your eyes open up quite a bit. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. So when are you going to Peru, Jay-Z?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I'm quite interested now because I knew very little about Peru, and just explaining that just is the tear thing has me amazed. I just think that's awesome.
It's spectacular.
Yeah,
to
see that. I would love to see that.
Yeah, they have Machu Picchu, you know, one of the wonders of the world, yep. All these temples, like, just built on top of mountains that are just total mysteries. And so, yeah, they're just mind-blowing.
They are.
Have you done any other tourism like this, like an agricultural or like a builder-grade sort of tourism?
Yeah, yeah, elsewhere? Good question. So, I mean, you know, like I said, my education in carpentry was up in Vermont, and I learned a lot up there. And then I was working in Kentucky doing woodworking down there for a while at a really great educational institution down there. But otherwise, yeah, that's been like the extent of it, you know. So, and then I was working on a farm in Lancaster, which isn't far, but, you know, Lancaster is one of the breadbaskets of the world,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I was working on a regenerative farm down there, and basically they were totally focused on all native plants as like their farm crops, which was really special and amazing. And I learned so many plant varieties that I've never heard of. And mm-hmm. yeah, that was just a really special experience.
Even, you know, agricultural or construction tourism in the United States is it really is different. You know, having built in my personal experience, having gone down to Florida to build a home there, it's a totally different way of building than here in the United States or in the United States in Pennsylvania, because down there you're using special bolts and making them hurricane proof. They don't have basements because you're building on top of sand, even their dirt. You know, miles and miles inland is still sand in certain parts. And so you're just kind of treating each project a little bit differently. So getting those different perspectives is wild. And I'm sure in Vermont they have different challenges than we do here in Pennsylvania to like building homes.
Yeah. Yeah. So up there, like their big thing is like super insulating structures for energy efficiency because it's so darn cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like their roofs need to be really strong because of snow load.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, every place is a little bit different. And, you know, it's like with the fires that have been happening in California, it's like building with timber probably isn't the best building material to be building with out there. You know, it's like we have this standard way of doing things in the U.S. and we just think that we can blanket statement
mm-hmm.
that everywhere. But it's like in that climate, probably building with adobe or stone
mm-hmm.
because that's what's available. Makes the most sense for the area. So totally, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely wild. Yeah.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
California should have been listening to you sooner, I think. Gosh,
oh,
that is
God, I feel bad saying it.
But that is a great point, though. It really is.
Yeah. It does make sense. Yes. When you see people living differently than you do, it's because there's a reason for that. Yes. Not just like, oh, I wanted to be different and build like a house out of all brick or all stone. There's regional reasons why you do certain things certain ways.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I think there's this movement everywhere where people are kind of realizing that we need to like tap back into our communities and like, you know, just take count of our awareness and like what's going on around us and how our lives are really fitting in with the grand scheme of things, you know? So hopefully we can keep moving in that direction.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're behind the eight ball maybe because, as you said, with the indigenous people and what happened here, other people, that's just their go-to automatic. Here we don't, you know, have that luxury.
Exactly. Yeah, so yeah. We're totally disconnected.
Takes us a little longer to figure this out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a total reclamation, you know, of the way that, you know, we can live in harmony, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Especially people now getting, like, I know, Jay-Z, you always have the master gardeners in here talking about plants, and Alex's face just lit up so bright. But they're always talking about plants and, you know, how to plant things native to Pennsylvania that will survive within your own zone. Mm-hmm. And, like, that is, to some people, is like a new concept of, you know, I keep planting my hibiscus plants and they're not working here.
The banana tree store is my favorite. I love that. They couldn't figure out, you know, wrong climate for it. But, yeah, they're very helpful just in that aspect alone. So, First Tuesday of the month, check them out if you're not doing anything.
They're amazing.
They are.
That's great. Where do they meet?
They come in here just like you do on the first Tuesday of the month, and they've taken my brown thumb and what's between brown and green, purple, I think. They've come a long way. So
that's great.
That's what's great about it, because you're always learning with people. I learned so much with you here so far. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they are good people.
There's always time to learn things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be. You know, what? I don't know what else you'd be doing if you weren't learning stuff.
And some people don't. Some people are resistant to it, and they're just like, no, I'm just going to, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good existing as I am. I'm fine.
Now, you've been to so many different places. Is there anything, like, on your agenda that you would like to go see, maybe, you know, that would be able to help you out? You mentioned Peru so much and what you took out of that country.
Yeah. Yeah, great question. I mean, yeah, right now I'm really, really interested in, you know, I have some classes planned. I want to go take a timber framing class up in New England. Again, you know, they have a lot of building techniques up there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're teaching at this school up there. It's called Roundwood Timber Framing.
Okay.
So they take a tree, cut down a tree as it is, and then build with it that way.
Wow.
Right. So it's like the quickest, easiest way you can get wood from your land and build a structure with it, right? You don't need to depend on wood outsourced from across the country and then processed by these big conglomerates and then, you know, put in a kiln or whatever. You can use what you have on your land to build a structure.
Wow.
So that's my next, like, big trip I'm excited about.
That is so cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, this, and then... Oh,
this is like homesteading.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, how can we not rely on corporations? You know, how can we rely on ourselves and our community and the land around us to provide for our livelihood? You know, it's really empowering when you start going down this path. And I think a lot of people are really interested in it. And I know it's romanticized by the internet and like Instagram, but there's real truth to it, you know, and the opportunities that it provides, you know. Like I just built I just spent the past year and a half building myself a house.
Wow.
A year and a half to get old, by the way.
Nights and weekends. You know, like now I have no mortgage. Like I built a house. I paid for it as I went. That's why it took so long.
Oh
but now I don't owe anyone any money.
Yeah.
Like it's so freeing.
I'll say. You don't know how. Coming from the other side of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So I think, you know, yeah, this is something that all of us can do. Like we were saying, it's not that hard. You just need to be able to Google it or, you know the steps or take a class at Tierra Sagrada.
Yeah. and you teach everything from, you know, power tool basics to hopefully being able to build homes and structures of your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is so good. And it's so great that, you know, not everybody needs to be a certified carpenter to do certain things. Like they just want to build a shed in their backyard.
Yeah. That's like our fundamental, like, intro class for people that are kind of beyond the intro to power tools phase. Like we have a shed building class coming up in June or July. I can't remember right now, but basically you learn how to frame walls, you learn how to frame a roof, and that's like a great like way to get hit the ground running and being able to kind of build some stuff, you know. So
keep me in mind for that one.
I'll sign you up. We'll go together.
Yes, as it gets closer, definitely sign us up.
Oh, that's great.
Quick break. We'll come back with more. Hour number one of the program. We're back with more after these messages right here on WPPA.
Attention Phillies fans, Phillies baseball is back on WPPA. Spring training action tonight from George Steinbrenner Field as the Phillies take on the New York Yankees. Airtime is set for 6:30, first pitch at 6:35. The Phillies, Yankees, Grapefruit League Baseball tonight on WPPA.
Put me in cold.
It's the heartbeat of our community. Radio connects people on air, online, and in person through broadcasts, podcasts, social media, and local events. Listeners trust radio for music, news, weather, and traffic updates. And in times of need, radio is always there, delivering timely, reliable information. It's a positive, dependable source that truly brings communities together. Want to harness the power of radio for your business? Call our sales team today at 570-622-1360, extension 25.
Jay-Z, get this. I know you have a lot of upkeep there at Stately Z Manor.
Boy, do I ever. And it gets too much for me sometimes.
You know, do you ever suffer from breakdowns? I remember there was a time where you talked about your lawnmower going bang really loud.
That thing wouldn't work if you hit it with a defibrillator. I'm still having all kinds of problems.
Well, I have just the place for you. Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orwigsburg. You know the place.
You mean they actually can help me with this?
Oh, yeah. They do small engine repair. And get this, the greatest part about it is you really don't have to wait that long because they can take care of it. As long as the parts are available, man, it's out the door pretty much as soon as you bring it in.
These folks are for me. Everyone knows my middle name isn't Job.
Well, head on down to Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orangeburg. All your small engine repair, plus check out everything else they've got going on there. You can't go wrong at Ark Rentals.
You know, come to think of it, my friend, my chainsaw just ain't cutting it.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99 with the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
This is Tara DiStefano from the Highway Safety Network. On a two-lane highway, the left lane is for passing. If you remain in the left lane with other cars behind you, move right. This allows all motorists to share the road safely, even when driving at different speeds. Remember, stay right, pass left. It's the law in Pennsylvania.
Brought to you by PennDOT and WPPA Radio.
Click and save. Save on late model pre-owned cars and trucks at Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, Route 61 South of Pottsville. Save $200 more with your coupon. Check out Jerry's inventory online at jerrysnortheast.com. Then stop in for a free test drive and find your best finance option. Would your business like to reach new customers? Click and Saves are a great budget-friendly tool to help your business reach thousands of new customers. Contact us at 2102 and WPPA for more information today.
Hey folks, Ramsey personality Ken Coleman here. Every day we get calls from people in all walks of life who all want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're stuck in a job that you have no passion for or you want to know how to save for retirement, you can get advice from the experts right here on The Ramsey Show.
Weekdays on WPPA AM 1360, 106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program as we continue on this Friday. Our WPPA contributor, Casey Owen, is in studio with our special guest once again.
I love being in here and talking local. This is a good time. And we have Alex Catazone in the studio. And we're talking about her new nonprofit, Tierra Sagrada. Dancing a little. So what else are you looking for with Tierra Sagrada? We talked about instructors, potential land. What else are you in need of?
Yeah, so we're really needing more partners in the area. We need organizations that want to partner with us to do projects, and then also potentially places that we can host classes in the area. So, for example, right now we have a couple places where we're doing our intro to carpentry class and we're building benches. And so we would love like public parks that we could donate those to, or maybe a local organization needs a shed built. We could teach a class doing that, and that would be amazing. Yeah, so things like that, you know, between projects and then also places to host these classes until we find our home base and location.
And I'm sure that you're probably doing a decent amount of fundraising for this as well.
Yeah, we're definitely fundraising, you know, applying for grants constantly. Like I said, working with the DCNR, they have grants that are out there and available. So definitely always accepting donations on our website for that. And you can find us at TierraSagradaSchool.org. It's TierraSagradaSchool.org. Or give us a call at 570-590-7270.
What would a good company partner look like for you? Is that like a financial partnership, or is that a partnership that they can lend some skills and abilities?
You name it. You know, it's like at this point in the game, we're offering these pop-up classes, you know, so it's like if you have a space outdoors or indoors that would be appropriate for teaching a woodworking class or teaching a gardening class outside, that would be a great partner. If you are an organization that has really skilled people working there that have time and space to share their skills and want to partner with us, that would be amazing. You know, so you name it, you know, we're open to it. And we really want to work with as many people as possible to, you know, reach as many people as possible.
Yeah. I didn't even think of using like an organization or a current business and tapping into their employees. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well, it just becomes fun. It's like, you know, we all have jobs and businesses that we're running, and let's just have some fun in life a little bit. You know, like it's easy. You know, these places, people have so many skills. They can just take a few hours out and share and have fun and make new connections. So,
yeah. Everybody likes to get out of the office for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think you're right, because you always talked about how skillful people in this area are, and you don't really know it until you would get out and do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's like the amount of skilled people around here is amazing. I was living in the city for a few years, and no offense, but like none of them knew how to do anything.
Right. You know? No, right.
But then you meet people around here who grew up working on cars and building stuff and farming, you know, and there's just such immense knowledge around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like your idea about, you know, when you said about the park benches and then donating them to, say, like a park or an organization, because that to me is a win-win all around for everybody.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So we have a woman who needs a garden shed. So we're going to use that as our carpentry fundamentals class. We have a ton of people who want to learn that. We might have too many people, you know, so we need another shed to build,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome to do a little good in the community while also teaching those important skills.
Yeah, and it's a good system. Basically, the way that we do it when we have like what we're calling a client or something like that is that if someone wants a shed built or needs something built or, you know, whatever, they pay for the materials. Mm-hmm. And then we provide all the labor for free teaching and, you know, doing it with students. So it's a win-win. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good model.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. So that's borrowed from Yes Tomorrow Design Build School in Vermont, where I taught and apprenticed and was on the board for some time.
Oh, my gosh.
And brought that here. That's right.
Yeah.
Great to use it here.
Bringing it home. Yeah.
That is a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
So, Jay-Z, what are you going to start farming in your yard? What type of a food forest are you going
to
plant?
I don't know, but I have to go. I'm not a tomato guy, so anything other than the tomato, that's a vile weed. Master Gardener's another joke. I mean, my sister loves them. We had luck with them because we do plant those. Mm-hmm. But I'm more of a cucumber, peppers guy, stuff like that.
Some apple trees.
Apple, yeah. But trees are tough. Like when you're growing, because you really have to keep after trees, and mm-hmm. they're more apt than other things to get some kind of either a buggy individual or some type of all the big names that they have for them, and sometimes funny names. Oh my God. because like you can relate as soon as they say, well, it's got a case of this. And like I said, they helped me out a lot because we had a plum tree, loved it. It was great. But then, you know, got the black knot, and that was the end of that. So once you, because it's good to know that, because some things you can fix, other things, no, it's gone too far. Mm-hmm. So now we have a North American redbud in there. That
jealous. I want one of those
beautiful trees. So
oh,
bad.
Oh yeah. Well, when it comes springtime, I get so many compliments. Like I've done something there. I had a
You've
friend
kept
of ours.
It alive. So
I did,
that's
I did do that, yes, because we had an arborist who used to work with us and helped me out a lot with it. Because again, I reach out to people, know what they're doing. But you know, it's like almost if you teach somebody to fish, and you feed them forever. And it's the same thing with this. Mm-hmm. If you teach them how to do this stuff, they'll be set.
Right, and you know, and hopefully they can pass it on to their kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I worked in at Gillingham Charter School. Mm-hmm. And I just loved working with the students there and seeing, you know, the way that they're teaching up there is really different than the public school system that I was a part of. So seeing them giving people skills, mm-hmm. giving children skills to go into the world with was really inspiring, you know. So, we're really excited about what we're doing.
And it translates. Like, you might be building a bench or you might be building a shed, but then those skills you can then take and apply to other things, whether you're doing things at your own home or, you know, at a garage or helping a neighbor or a friend. You're like, oh, okay, I know how to do this now because we did this as part of shed building or bench building.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a confidence builder and a supportive environment. You know, so it's like you come, you learn how to use power tools if you haven't used them. You learn how to plant mushrooms. You learn how to mm-hmm. Kill your chicken, you know.
I knew we were going to get to the chicken part of it. It's like there's no gentle way to put this.
But, you know, you gain confidence, you gain skills in a supported place. And then also usually you make friends and then you can call them or mm-hmm. give one of us a call. And, you know, we can support you on the next steps, you know. And these things tend to ripple out. You know, it's like we learn skills. And then all the people around us have no choice because we have to take them on these crazy adventures we go on in life, you know. So.
And like the other thing too that comes to mind is being able to use kind of a barter system instead of currency for things, where you're like, okay, well, I'm really good at carpentry and you're really good at the poultry stuff, so I will trade you, you know, three chickens for drywalling one wall in your house or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. We have some of that going on. I have a friend who's a really, really great farmer. And so we trade him stuff for chickens all the time. And we have an overabundance of eggs. So we're trading people stuff for them.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Yeah. How much you can produce, you know, on a small piece of land.
That's wild. Yeah. That's so cool that you're doing that. And especially at a young age, you know, it's really easy to be discredited, like Jay-Z was saying earlier, for being a young person, especially a young woman, and looking young. And, you know, to have these skills, you're going to have these for the next 80 years for you to be doing things at home with.
Yeah, and hopefully just sharing with more people who want it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody. Building mm-hmm. isn't for everybody. Farming isn't for everybody. But for who it's for, you know, that's who we want to reach and connect with.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the chickens, though, and with the egg situation all now. Boy, that would have been a nice skill and to have the chickens now, because you could have saved so much after what we went through with the price of eggs and everything.
Oh, yeah. We're hatching chickens. Yeah. We're selling eggs, you know, so if people, you know, want to connect with us about that through the school, we are, you know, we're hatching chickens, so today might be a good day to start keeping a chicken in your yard for some eggs. So.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Although, check with your local jurisdictions, because if you live in Pottsville, you cannot have a chicken.
Yes, as we well know. But and then
that is no go here.
They're like rainbows. Like the eggs are different colors, because I had a friend who was blown away by that.
Yeah, we have blue eggs and brown eggs right now. We want to get some green egg. I don't know. I can't remember the species that makes the green eggs, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, even just knowing that.
It's just so neat to see, yes.
They have pink ones.
Yep.
What?
They have like chocolate brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right.
I know people think that the brown eggs taste better.
You hear that. I've heard that too, yes.
I don't know if there's a difference. I don't know if I've ever been able to, if you put them both on a plate, I don't know if I would know the difference, but supposedly the theory is the brown ones taste better.
Hmm. Interesting.
At least I grew up with that.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe that's a ringtone thing. I don't know.
I go by yolk color. That's
really?
Kind of my thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The more orange the yolk, usually the more nutritional content is what I've heard.
Oh.
So usually like pasture, farm-raised eggs have a more rich yolk, whereas like, you know, maybe the factory farm ones are like light yellow.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't skip on the yolk because that's where all the good stuff is.
Yeah, I think so.
I wanted to just throwing it out there. What about these double yolkers? I have friends that swear by them if they're making certain things. They go, I have to get a double yolk. I'm like, what is that?
I always thought it was good luck. I don't
really?
Know.
Really? Yeah, see, I'm with you. I'm like, as far as I went with that one. But that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone great. Couple minutes left in the program. Is there anything else that we can touch on before we let you go?
Yeah, I think I'll just tell people about the classes we have coming up.
Yeah, please
and,
do.
You know, invite them to reach out and sign up.
We want to see a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of our classes are filling up already.
Great.
You know, so
that's great.
Yeah, we have a preliminary schedule on our website right now, but it's just the beginning. Like I was telling these two earlier today, you know, we're working on developing an apprenticeship program. And also next year, what I'm planning to do, I want to do a 6-month long class that's going to be one weekend a month where you come and you learn a different part about building a house. So then slowly over these 6 months, we build a cabin together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's my big goal and what I'm working on planning for next year. So I'm getting my community partners like plumbers and drywallers, you know, one of our friends from high school to do the drywall. Uh-huh. He doesn't know it yet, Ron.
Ron, you've been tapped in here. Yeah. He would happily do it too. At least I'm saying he probably would.
Yeah, we just have to keep the F-bomb at a minimum for the classes, that's all. But so we have some fun classes coming up. We have some intro to power tools classes, mushroom cultivation, shed building. We have poultry processing, and we have a build your own potting bench class coming up. So that's our schedule through September. We're hoping to add some more classes and we're looking for some more partners. So if you want to teach a class, if you want to host a class at your place, and if you know of any land that we could use as a food forest or potentially a home base, reach out to us at tierrasagradaschool.org. That's TIERRASAGRADA school.org or give us a call at 570-590-7270.
I really hope you find some lambies. I think that project would be fabulous.
This just all sounds awesome. This sounds really, really cool and very much needed.
Indeed.
So grateful for you guys having me today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, glad to have you in. And we can't wait to hear what other things that you get yourself into over the next few years as this starts to grow.
Yeah, this is a great program. So like, we're going to give you the open invitation to come back and keep us updated on stuff because I'm hoping that just from this program today, you get an outreach and get some help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah. This is good. This is quite the learning experience.
I know. I'm living for this. I'm so glad that we have something like this now coming to Schuylkill and surrounding counties. It's so needed. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great way for people to learn those skills. And everybody needs skills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, from hanging nails to hanging drywall.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's be honest. Indeed. This is a great program. Thank you so much. Best of luck with everything. And please come back and keep us updated on how you're doing.
Will do. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Alex.
Good stuff. Another hour coming up, folks, as we continue CBS Radio News. And then we'll be back with more on this Friday morning, all right here on WPPA Pottsville.